Hey, Joe, were you born in a, down in a dead man's town?
No.
Joe Hagemiller's with us. Joe, what are you doing tonight?
Well, hopefully I'll be in Chicago and watching Springsteen's second date on this tour.
Awesome. Awesome. Joe Hagemiller, head coach of the Nordic skiing teams at Michigan Tech. Huge Bruce Springsteen fan. Well, how long have you been a Springsteen fan? Right from the get-go?
Somewhere in the mid-80s when I kind of got into my teenage years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Well, good. I hope you have a great time at the show. Where is it at?
United Center.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. That's awesome.
Well, Joe, I know we didn't get a chance to get you on last week. We're still coming off the buzz from the U.S. Nationals. Great results there, and including a great final day. But I guess overall thoughts on the event?
Well, wow. It was just an awesome event. Winter arrived just in time for us to be able to host the event. And, you know, our local community and so many key volunteers just worked so hard to make sure that we put on a first-class event for everybody. And that allowed our team to perform pretty well being here at home. We had some new high water marks, I think, for the team with getting Dietrich Elstad on the podium in the sprint race. That's a first for us. We've had people in the semifinals before while they were racing varsity for us, but not into the finals and making the podium. So that was really exciting. And then definitely the 20K Mass Start freestyle race with Andrea Lee getting 12th overall. That was a great result, and I think probably our best distance result ever at the U.S. National Championships for the team. Well, so those results were really good, and then Gaspar Cuneau was the second collegiate. Dietrich ended up 5th, and Andrea Lee ended up 10th as far as they scored the top college racers in two races.
Well, Joe, I know the difference, obviously, between this year and last year, you know, not necessarily talking about the results, but just about the conditions. Obviously, a year ago, it was extremely cold and plenty of snow, and it snowed during the races and those type of things. And this was a much different scenario for you. You know, from the reports that I heard, the conditions were really good for ski racing.
Oh, yeah. It's when you have temperatures up in the high 20s, it makes for a really fast track, and then with the normal conditions we have here in the UP, we often have really fresh snow crystals, which are really sharp and cause a bit more friction with the ski base as we're sliding around out there. But as the snow crystals get older and worked up more, they lose a lot of that sharpness, and then the friction goes down. The skis are a lot faster, and boy, it's really fun to ski in those conditions because it's still a lot of work, but it's a little less, and that makes it fun.
And obviously, having the best in the country here on our trails, and I know you had the College Cup was part of that, and you had 20 different schools represented here, and I think we took 5th out of 20 in the College Cup too.
Yeah, that's right. It's fun to get a chance to race head to head with the top NCAA ski programs from throughout the country, and not just our region. And for our team to take 5th overall in that, I think that was a really good result for us as well. So I'm pretty positive coming out of the championships. Certainly that's kind of the start of our real serious season. Now this coming weekend, we're going to head down to Telemark and have some more NCAA qualifying races that are going to be very important for us. And as the year continues to go on, the importance of the races will kind of ramp up as it deals with NCAA qualifying. So we got to keep building on what we've done and keep improving, because I know our buddies down there at NMU are still training hard and working to beat us up a little bit.
Yeah, you guys had the opportunity to actually get some good training in. I know that, you know, the conditions before U.S. Nationals weren't great, and obviously, you know, a lot of time spent getting the trails to where we wanted them to be. Now you've had, you know, almost 2 weeks to get some training in. What kind of things are you guys doing now?
Boy, I think a lot of the athletes are using a lot of energy just to get out of their driveway to get to the trails with what we've had here with snow coming down lately. And I know everybody in the community is in the same boat. I mean, wow, all of a sudden winter has come with it's coming. It's here. I got to give Jim Meese up at the trails a lot of credit with his crew. I mean, those guys, I mean, first they were working with minimal snow. Now they're working with too much snow trying to figure out how to pack it down. So we've just been trying to get to the trails first off and then ski around a good amount and get in some good volume over the last week. And now this week we'll try to recover and absorb that volume that we've done last week so that we can race fast this coming week.
Well, Nordic Skied at the Telemark Super Tour in Cable, Wisconsin. And, Joe, we can't wait to get some clips of some bootlegged clips from the concert tonight, right?
Oh, I can't do any bootlegging. I got to really concentrate on on what Springsteen's doing and his performance.
Well, you pay somebody to do that. Find somebody and bootleg it for you. Are you going to get a T-shirt tonight, or do you do that whole merchandise things, merch, as they call it?
Sometimes and sometimes not. It kind of depends on the mood I'm in.
How many times have you seen Springsteen?
I'm pretty sure I'm in double digits now.
Yeah, awesome. All right, Joe. Well, hey, have a blast tonight, man. That's awesome, and good luck this week, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, I'll try to give you a report on both things next week.
I appreciate it.
Nice.
Thank you. Joe Hagenmiller heading to the Bruce Springsteen concert tonight and on his way down to Cable. Which one?
Glory Days.
Oh, good song.
That was one of my favorites as a kid. Yeah.
Hey, let's give away a pair of tickets for Michigan Tech basketball. This is for Thursday night's doubleheader action. Gets you into both games. All you got to do is be my first caller on the mix line, 483-4054. The Michigan Tech men's and women's basketball teams are back home. Congratulations going out to Alex Patan and Jamie Phillips, named WCHA Players of the Week. Good morning. Who is this?
Michelle Larson.
Michelle, you got tickets.
Awesome.
Need to stop on into our studios and pick up your tickets here before 5 o'clock on Thursday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Congratulations to Michelle. Pair of tickets all hers. Michigan Tech basketball at home this week, Thursday and Saturday. And going back to Alex Patan, Offensive Player of the Week. Jamie Phillips, Defensive Player of the Week. Usually when you have those two in 1 week, you did pretty good on the weekend.
Yeah, we'd like to see. Definitely awesome to see Alex get back in the scoring column. What, 3 goals on the weekend, almost had the fourth one there in the with an empty net opportunity in the Saturday game. But great weekend for the hockey program. Kind of a bummer that they're off, that they don't get to kind of continue this momentum. But I know they probably need some time to heal and back on the road. But almost as big a games next week, right?
Yes.
At Bowling Green. So
right.
Looking forward to that. Thanks, everybody, to coming out and supporting the hockey team. Hope to see everybody out at the basketball games this weekend. And yeah, we're winding down here, down the stretch run, as we creep closer to Winter Carnival as well, Dirk.
Sounds good. Wes, why don't you stay home this weekend?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. That'd be nice.
All right. That's Husky's Drive Time here on Mix 93.